How's everybody? All right, thank you all for joining me. Before I take some questions, I'd like to say a few words on DOE approval to allocate $3 million in local impact funds for the relocation of a steam line outside of the new casino. I am really sympathetic. But it's important to understand and remember that were it not for this casino, Baltimore City would be missing out on long-term revenue, a long-term revenue stream that will do a lot for these communities, not to mention create jobs for residents, as well as tax revenue for the city. This steam line is city-owned public infrastructure that is needed to serve the city, as well as other vital institutions, including hospitals and government. However, where the steam line is currently located poses both a public safety concern for casino visitors, as well as a potential impediment to city revenue because of the regular maintenance that's required on this line. If left as is, potentially 10,000 visitors per day crossing Warner Street to enter 10,000 visitors per day crossing Warner Street to enter the casino would be exposed to hot manhole covers and the steam exiting those manholes. The city could potentially lose up to $90,000 per day every time the street was closed for regular maintenance to that steam line, which in the long term diminishes the returns for community projects as well as city revenue. Again, the city would potentially lose up to $90,000 per day every time the street was closed for regular maintenance to the steam line. My administration worked diligently to identify other alternatives to resolve this issue, including leaving the steam line where it is. But unfortunately, no other alternatives could be identified. Therefore, no one wanted to make. It certainly wasn't our preference, but it was necessary to ensure the casino opened on time. And it's much better that we are proactive in addressing this situation instead of being reactive after the casino opened. The funding will spread out over fiscal years 16 and 17 to diminish the community's impact as much as possible. This is a very important project for the city. It represents revenue to the city. It represents jobs, and moreover, once the $3 million is paid in 16 and 17, that money will then become available to fund more of the community projects. Again, this project is much too important to be this close to getting it open this close to the finish line to walk away. I open it up to questions.
One of the questions of some of the community people on the local development council is why the city couldn't have used other money to get revenues from the casino. Why those revenues or other revenue sources could not be used. It's not a question of the importance of this project. That the funding came from community grants that were by law supposed to go to the community.
Right. And again, we have to be clear. We looked very diligently for alternatives. But for this casino, this revenue stream to the city as far as tax revenue that are going for school construction, recreation, as well as property tax reduction, if it weren't for the casino, that revenue stream wouldn't be there. If it wasn't for the casino, the steam pipe would remain. We have no interest other than making sure that there's continuity of service for the casino, not for anything else. That the pipeline would be moved. So there's no magic pot of money for this to come from. If it doesn't come from this community impact, it would have to come from general funds, which would impact the city overall for a project that, as I said, but for this the casino and the ongoing revenue that we would that's at risk. We wouldn't do so. You know, again, it's a decision that we certainly would have preferred not to have to make, but we have to protect the investment.
So, is there?
About,
It's about all of the things I listed in my remarks. I mentioned safety and revenue.
Is there a question?
It's like if there's other places where this is happening in the city, they're not getting funds from casino impacts.
But I think you would be hard pressed to find another place where that many people would be walking over the steam line on a daily basis. Yes.
Is there a question that there isn't money available except for the impact funding? I mean, there isn't $3 million in the general fund that, or from some other fund you could have used?
I would love some suggestions. So you're suggesting money out of the city services for the entire city to fund this steam project?
If you ask some of the people in the neighborhood, yeah, they think
but that makes sense. That makes sense to you. But for the casino, they're getting impact from the casino. But for the casino, we wouldn't move the steam line. So follow the logic for what you're saying. Help me understand why that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I'm only relaying what they told me.
You're asking the question as if it made sense.
So in other words, there's not other money that you could have used. This is probably the best alternative. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yes.
Okay.
With pulling money from the general fund, though, the entire city is going to benefit from having the casino, with the school construction and other money going out to the community. So why not pull it from the general fund versus the community impact so it's more spread out?
This was the best use. This was the best alternative that we found. These are funds that are coming into the city that are directly from the casino, but for the casino, the line wouldn't be moved.
What's the timing on this? Is they going to move this pipe within the next...
They've moved it, right?
Done.
It's done. Okay, so the work's done.
All right. You decided, the administration decided last May, it says, to make 2014 to order the pipe relocated. Is that correct from the statement? May of 2014, 3 months ago, roughly?
That way.
Right. Why wasn't I didn't see any announcement of the relocation or the use of the funds then. It seemed to come pop up in the Board of Estimates document this week for the first time.
No, I think
that you met earlier with the Local Development Council.
Come on over here so you can use the mic. Let me start over. Thanks.
Hi. So we've been exploring uses because of the lead time needed for the pipe itself to be able to install it. We had to move forward with ordering the pipe while we continue to explore all alternatives possible. And as Madam Mayor said previously, this was the best alternative we could find.
One of the things that somebody from the neighborhood told me, and one of the activists from the Westport Neighborhood Association told me yesterday, is that there's possibly that state law requires that this move might be illegal. I mean, this person inferred it. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But I know that, state law says certain percentage must go to help the community. Could you comment on that? I mean, I assume the solicitor's office reviews these things, but...
Yes.
Is this, I mean... What
that information is incorrect.
Okay.
Can we talk an overall
gambling
question? Atlantic City is not closed for casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry is flat at best in many places. How confident are you that Maryland has not yet hit the saturation point? I mean, what tells you it hasn't?
I think the many things tell me it hasn't. Number one, the amount of gaming revenue that's being made right down the road in Arundel Mills is at Maryland Live is a clear indication that we haven't seen the saturation point. I think that we have an incredible opportunity because Baltimore City is a destination, because our tourism industry is growing, because we chose an operator of the casino that has a built-in customer base outside of the Maryland region. I think there's a lot of opportunities, for growth. That being said, the mere fact that I think what we're offering at the Horseshoe will overshadow what's being offered anywhere else in the state of Maryland. It's a beautiful, top quality facility with many Baltimore residents. They're bringing their Baltimore charm to the casino. It will be a destination.